Well, Robbie, welcome to Golfers on Golf. And I had the opportunity en route from driving from Chicago down here to the PGA Merchandise Show to stop off and at least see the golf course with the greens all tarped up. But the golf course looks pretty spectacular, and I'm sure you got to be thrilled to be involved with a golf club like that, an original Mike Strand's design.
Yeah, absolutely. Rory, thanks for having me. It's been a wonderful process to go from where the golf course was just even back at the start of 2023. The kind of dire condition of the golf course, the previous owners had really, really struggled with it. They struggled not only with conditioning, they struggled with managing a Mike Strand's design, which takes a lot of effort, a lot of money, and a lot of vision. Unfortunately, they awesome people, wonderful people there that own Todd Hill Farm, have great memories of working with them the first few years they opened. But the new owner came in and immediately just wanted to put things back the way Mike had built them. As he said, and we had been saying all along, we're not the architect. Mike was, so we're here to restore, not change. So the golf course has been put back the way Mike had, involved a lot of overgrowth removal, like 1,500 trees of overgrowth, and it had blocked some corridors. You couldn't get to certain pin placements. It's all open back up, brand new greens, restored clubhouse. Farmhouse was 150 years old. That's now the clubhouse. Got rid of the original double wide trailer that the owners had put in. And the vibe there, Todd Hill Farm, is something truly unique and very fitting for Mike Strand.
Well, for people that might say, well, we've never been to Todd Hill Farm, but we've been to Tobacco Road, or we've been to Caledonia True Blue, they're going to say, what's this like? Is it anything like any of those courses?
Well, it's funny. Todd Hill is sandwiched right in between when Mike built Tobacco Road. He built Todd Hill after that, and he went to Bulls Bay in Charleston and built Bulls Bay. And those three golf courses have, I think, some similarities, but Todd Hill is probably the most distinct and truly unique of Mike's work, because it's at the base of the Uwharrie Mountains. So it's a very lots of elevation change, lots of topography change, whereas Tobacco is built in an old flat sand pit. He moved a lot of things to kind of give it some character. Bulls Bay was built on a piece of property that was only 4 feet above sea level, so most all of the mounding there is all man-made. Mike had to blow up stuff to be able to put a golf course in at Todd Hill Farm. And so, you know, you feel like you're in the mountains, even though you're technically not. You're not really in the western or the western part of the state, where most people would know the Blue Ridge Mountains. But it's at the base of the Uwharrie Mountain Range, and so very, very hilly. And just beautiful forested terrain, you know, unlike what you see, which is more open at Tobacco Road and Bulls Bay, as well as Caledonian True Blue.
Well, I know that I consider it an overused term, but we hear the words hidden gem out there. And when I got to Todd Hill Farm, I wouldn't call it super hidden. And maybe it's more than a gem. Maybe it's a true, fully blown diamond. How would you describe it?
Yeah, you know, from the marketing world, we don't like using things like best kept secret or hidden gem, because that means nobody knows about you, right? So, but, you know, people would say that. I think historically, you know, most would say Asheboro, where is Asheboro, North Carolina, right? But most don't realize that everyone from the north that comes south to play golf in the spring and fall, that go to Pinehurst or Myrtle Beach, are only 10 minutes from Todd Hill Farm off the interstate. They just didn't realize it was over there. So it's very convenient in that regard. Kind of right in the middle of the state. It's 50 minutes from Pinehurst. And again, Highway 73, 74, that goes right through there. You're 10 minutes off of that, and you're out there in this beautiful, beautiful former farmland, you know, and ranch at the golf course there. And again, that's what we're trying to capitalize on with most everybody going to Pinehurst and Myrtle Beach. They go right by it. So now they're going to know where Todd Hill is after this restoration. I think with everything that folks like you have been gracious enough to do and have us on and talk about, the restoration project has got curiosity peaked at an all-time high. And I don't think that 10-minute drive off the interstate to that little oasis, if you will, is going to keep people away from the golf course any longer. It's a beautiful piece of property. Like I said, it was a former farm owned by the Yates family and some others. And so you see a little bit of that obviously weaving throughout the golf course. The last three holes, in fact, most people would say are very different because they're very wide open. But that was the former, you know, pasture land for the horses, which is why it's open. The rest of it kind of feeds back into the Uwharrie forest and very, very forested terrain and totally different than the last three. But that's why, because that's where most of the horses used to roam, you know, on that piece of property. But yeah, we're excited about the fact that it seems far away, but it's really not.
Well, you know, I already had someone tell me the last three holes really don't look like the other 15. But you sit there and you look at it and you just look at the little elevation change and you see that long white picket fence and you say, these holes look like they're part of a farm.
Right.
Which is what I took away from it. But I got a feeling that people get out there that they're not going to be disappointed on the three holes that are a little more open, because they still look like they're great holes to play. Mm-hmm. But what I'm really impressed with is the views that you've cleared, because there's going to be groups that are going to stand out there waiting to hit on a tee box or something, and they're going to look around and go, boy, it's pretty nice. It's not just a golf destination, but there's a whole experience out there to be had in just enjoying your surroundings as much as enjoying the golf.
You know, that's 100% right, Rory. That's what we're really striving for there. And we see that in the younger demographic today. It's about the experience, the views, the hang with their friends, and that's what we're creating at Tide Hill Farm. It's a place you want to come out and play, but you want to hang around. And that farmhouse and what they did with the restoration of that and turn that into a really neat hang for the golfers after their round, even before the round. We've got a spot behind the 18th green that overlooks that entire 16, 17, 18 complex with a barn up there that's really beautiful, adding some Adirondack chairs for guys to sit and wait for their buddies to finish up. And, you know, that's really what we're trying to create. And that's what the younger demographic wants today. That's why the Tobacco Roads and the Caledonians and the True Blues and Mike's other golf courses are doing so well. It's what this demographic wants to play. Tide Hill has every bit of that and more. And, you know, we were blessed with Mike's vision. He was an incredible, obviously, artist. But he had vision like nobody else. And so he thought of these things 25 years ago before anybody else did. And we're so glad that we were able to come in and restore that property and bring it to a level of prominence that are on the radar. It's a bucket list golf destination experience now. It's far gone from the days of old where it was inexpensive, you know, kind of run down, overgrown golf. And it's something guys and ladies will never forget when they play it, just like if you play any other Strands golf course. It's very photographic. Every hole is a beauty hole, just about, as you saw riding around the golf course. In fact, Mike said that it was the best set of par threes of any of his golf courses he had ever built up to that point. And there are five on Tide Hill Farm, and they are all extremely unique, all beautiful. I think the longest par three might be 165. Well, back tee on three, you can get to close to 200 there. But just beautiful, beautiful holes. And I can't tell you how many drone operators have called wanting to come out and shoot the golf course, but it's, you know, it's probably 50 plus at this point.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just going to say, is there a hole that's, I hate to use the term signature hole, but I would say, is there a hole that generates more conversation maybe than others? And I did enjoy seeing The Rock.
The Rock, yeah. The third hole, par three, is a beautiful, great first par three, getting your round started down the hill. Very uniquely shaped green, two-tier, very, very deep green, as I mentioned before. That hole can play 145 to 200. I would say probably the scenic shot that everybody talks about and takes the most pictures of, and even had Dave Bazin, the very prominent golf artist, come out and do some painting, is the complex of 12. It's sitting up in that fairway, and the green sits down in a water feature in the pond there. The rock formations and 12 green and 10 green connect as one green, and so you've got that cascading flowing green from 10 down to 12 into that water, and you got 13, the par three behind that in the distance. It's the most scenic place on the golf course by far. And the 12th hole, you know, is one that Mike Strantz, we have on video, talking about that piece of the property is what sold him to build the golf course. He said, when I drove down there and the creek was running and you could hear it running and flowing, he knew he had to build that golf course. And that complex, what he built down in 10, 11, 12, 13, down through there, is just spectacular. And then 15 is probably the other great par three signature hole there that people love, because we have the waterfall activated again that was dormant for so long that Mike put in. And that is ripping off the back of the green. It's just a beautiful backdrop. And people really have said 15 is probably their favorite hole out there since the restoration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, website, social media information, how can you book a tee time? And if you're coming out there, Where do you stay?
Great question on the stay. We're working on that, right? Asheboro is still a small town. There's a great Holiday Inn Express where most everybody stays. There's a few Airbnbs. I know the town of Asheboro has grown tremendously since Todd Hill was built and opened in 2000. So I know there are more plans. They've got some massive infrastructure and companies coming, bringing 5,000 employees. So it's growing. Holiday Inn Express is probably your spot, or up in Greensboro, 30 minutes away. To find us, ToddHillFarm.com, ToddHillFarm.com online. You can book tea times there online. Social media, you know, Instagram, we're very, very active there, and on Twitter/X, at Todd Hill Farm Golf Club on Instagram, at Todd Hill Farm on Twitter and X. And just tune into those social media channels to find all the daily activity. We've got tons of great video and photo footage from the fall that's just breathtaking. So certainly follow us there.